This is Weekly Outlook for July 23, 2012. Much of the recent attention in commodity markets has focused on the U.S. corn crop and the potential impact of drought conditions on production and prices. As the growing season progresses and adverse weather conditions persist, more attention is being focused on the soybean crop. The importance of the size of the U.S. crop is magnified by the small South American harvest earlier this year. The USDA estimates that crop at 4.2 billion bushels, 16% smaller than the record crop of 2011. The USDA expects South America to maintain a large export presence, however, by sharply reducing inventories over the next year. Even so, the pace of exports of U.S. soybeans remains stronger than normal for this time of year. The USDA now projects 2011 marketing year exports at 1.34 billion bushels. With only 6 weeks left in the marketing year, exports need to average 13.2 million bushels per week to reach the USDA projection. Export inspections for the 4 weeks ended July 17th averaged 16.1 million. It appears that exports may marginally exceed the USDA projection for the year. The USDA has projected the domestic soybean crush during the current year at 1.675 billion bushels, 1.6% more than crushed last year. The Census Bureau no longer reports monthly soybean crush, but the National Oilseed Processors Association reported that its members crushed 2.1% more soybeans during the first 10 months of this year than during the same period last year. From February through June, the crush exceeded that of last year by 10%. It appears that crush during the final 2 months of the year needs to be about 1% less than that of a year ago in order to reach the USDA projection for the year. Like exports, crush may exceed the projection, leading to slightly smaller stocks at the end of the current marketing year than now being forecast. What about production? In the July 11th WASDE report, the USDA judged the U.S. average yield potential at 40.5 bushels and production at 3.05 billion bushels, about equal to last year's crop. Crop conditions have declined sharply during July, but there's still a perception that average yields could be decent if weather turned more favorable from now through August. In the driest areas, however, permanent yield losses may have already occurred. A forecast of U.S. average yield based on trend yield since 1986, percentage of the crop planted late, and the percentage of the crop currently rated in good or excellent condition is near 39.4 bushels. The forecast would change about 2/10 bushel for each 1% change in the percent of the crop rated in good or excellent condition. The USDA will release the first survey-based yield and production forecast on August 10th. A yield of 39.4 bushels would result in a crop of 2.967 billion bushels and would require soybean consumption in the year ahead to be about 105 million bushels less than consumption during the current year. At the same time, outstanding export sales for the upcoming marketing year are 70% larger than sales of a year ago and already account for 1/3 of the USDA's export projection for the year ahead. November soybean futures increased by 36% from the low on June 4th to the high of 1691 on July 23rd. As indicated last week, the window of time for expecting a peak in soybean prices extends from now through November, with a peak by September appearing most likely. Based on our yield expectations, it does not appear that prices are yet high enough to trigger the necessary decline in consumption. However, with considerable production and demand uncertainty, it is difficult to anticipate the timing and magnitude of a price peak. Pricing increments of old and new crop soybeans over the next several weeks still appears to be a prudent strategy.